All right. What up, y'all? Welcome to the Bald Brothers. I'm Kev on stage.
With Tony Baker. Huh?
Today we're doing songs you didn't fully understand till you were grown. It could be a full song. It could be a line. We might use the Patreon's help to fill out some stuff.
Yeah.
I'll kick it off. I think it's my turn.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, well. Joe, I want to know, when he says, take me to the subway, I'll go down. As a kid, I did not realize he was talking about eating coochie.
He was eating coochie? He was eating coochie. I didn't realize until this very moment. But I don't be listening to that song like that.
Really?
But, I mean, if it's on, I'll be like, I don't want to know. And then I, you know, drift off.
Did not know what he was talking about. As I was just singing it. And one day, this is when I moved. I was in L.A. Literally, the song was on. And I was like, take you to the subway, I'll go down.
Oh, yeah, take you to the subway, I'll go down. Wait, that's a different song.
What is that?
That's what you call it.
What is that?
That's the other song from Don't Be a Menace soundtrack. Take you to the
all the things
subway,
your man won't do.
I'll go down, baby.
All the things.
I want to do.
My bad, you right.
All the things your man won't do. I'll do them for you. Now that line makes sense.
Yes.
That's a great song, by the way.
Great song.
Love that song. Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right.
I didn't even know he was saying Subway. I didn't even put two or two together. But you a dirty dog, Joe.
Dirty dog,
you
Joe.
A dirty dog player. Next.
What?
Too close. Baby, when you're grinding, I get so excited. I didn't know it was about getting the hard on the dance floor.
How? People say this all the time.
Went right over my head. When it was new, I was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Man, but people say this all the time. Melissa didn't know
you're making
either.
It hard for me. It's right there in my face. And I didn't even put two and two together. You're literally making it hard for me.
Really?
And I still look straight through that like, yeah, you're making me struggle because I like you so much. That's all I was
Step
thinking about.
Back, you're dancing kind of close.
Yeah, I still didn't.
Feel a little poke coming through.
Still didn't register.
On you?
Who
Girl,
me?
I know you felt it. Ooh, you know I can't help it. You're making it hard for me. He said it in every line. What you wanted to say? I'm getting erection through my
I'd
jeans.
Be like, oh. We're grown.
I don't know how people miss that.
Like, my dick is on you. It's getting harder as we dance. Then I'd be like, oh, okay. All right. Y'all wild. But, man, I don't know how I didn't piece two and two together.
So when did it click for you?
I think I just saw it. That's what they talking about? never put two and two together.
I never knew. Now, this isn't in a full song, but when Ron Isley was like, ooh, I like the way you receive me. Ooh, I love the way you leave me. I didn't know that was about coming.
What song is that? I'll be needing to know the name of the song.
Is it In the Sheets? Right into.
Is it In the Sheets?
Ooh, I like the way you receive me.
Between the Sheets?
Between the Sheets.
Wait, I'm trying to think of how that song goes real quick. Me.
Ooh.
Oh, down, okay. Between the Sheets. Okay.
But I didn't know that specific, like, receive me.
Yeah.
Relieve me.
Ah.
Oh.
Filth.
Ronald.
Filth.
Ronald. He was like... They snuck it in.
You
got
to sneak in the field, especially back then. You had to sneak in the field.
The FTC
that's what's going on right now with R&B. They ain't sneaking it in. They up front.
That song on TikTok.
Fat, Juicy, and Wet.
Yeah.
we not sliding nothing under the door, man. We coming
this
in.
This song.
Sack loose.
Oh, dang. Oh, TikTok, you going to mess me up. Hold on. Let me play
TikTok,
this song for you.
TikTok, tick.
What's this girl's name?
Is it new?
Yeah, I've only heard it on TikTok. I don't even know if it's a real song. Hold on. I want to play it for you because this is going to be exactly what you're talking about.
bitch, you gon' tell on me. If I beat that pussy up, bitch, you gon' tell on me.
Have you heard this?
No.
Girl, I got it's called Tell on Me. You never heard that?
I'm gonna beat that pussy up if you tell on me.
If wait. I beat it up, are you gonna tell on me?
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's on my TikTok every day.
If I beat that pussy up, you gonna tell on me? What is this? Is this
it's Kevin Gates?
Is this SA?
No, no.
Because why would you say, are you gonna tell on me? It sounds criminal.
I don't know what it's meaning.
Is it a play on something because since I'm beating you up, you're going to tell on me? Is it a play
maybe
on beating somebody up?
Maybe.
I hope.
Yeah. Yeah, could be.
Because if not, that's assault. Hey, man, you going to tell on
Gates.
Me?
I was like, man, what is
that's
this?
That's a Kevin Gates song?
Yeah, Kevin Gates. I'm featuring Kevin Gates.
He a filthy dude.
Tell on me.
Oh, no, if I beat that pussy up, is you gonna tell on me? Where's the? I don't like this.
Super King, Big Pope, and Kevin Gates. Oh, mm-hmm. This song is 9 years old.
Oh, it's an old song.
9 years old.
If you, I feel like that song wouldn't fly today.
It's flying right now.
On TikTok?
Yeah, I hear it all the time.
If you gonna beat that pussy up, you gonna tell on me is wild.
Like that's why I hate, like, I'll beat it, eat it up. I hated that.
Now, is the intent is, since I did a good job, you gonna tell on me? Like, you gonna spread the word? Or is it, you gonna tell on me because I beat it up so good? Like, you gonna call the authorities? I'm confused now. Because, you know, if a dude put in work on a girl, we be low-key wanting to.
The group shot? Yeah,
spread the word.
Do we?
I wouldn't mind it.
I ain't been in the streets in a long time. Don't tell nobody what I did.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm Junior Soprano.
If I do a good job and you want to tell your little friends,
but
go
what
right
if you
ahead.
Do a bad job? They can tell your little
well,
friends.
Man, you got to take the L.
You ever been in a position where, like, man, they're going to kill me in the group chat for that?
What, for taking the L?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had plenty of L's.
Really?
Yeah.
What's an L? Finishing like, fast?
Bust fast.
Man, L. What's a bust fast?
That's L.
That's
city.
Not, man, you should be proud.
That's L Ron.
Nah,
homie.
Ain't no L
for
Ron.
For me, it's an L.
Ain't no L. If you I, did good,
nah,
girl.
Man.
Nah, you got a W.
Nah.
You people get mad at the bull when the guy falls off? That's a good bull, man. You should be proud of your coochie. You should give it a little high five.
Nah, man.
Nah, because why? That's the intended result
they,
of the
set. They didn't get theirs.
You can give it to them later.
What if ain't no later?
Give it, you ain't got you ain't,
like a quick bust off when you're in a relationship. That's fine because you can just
no, it's fine.
Period. I'll get you on the back end.
It's fine. Period.
But when you just like if this is the debut,
what's how long you got to go? Why we got to go long?
Nah, man, it's an L.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Because I know it's an L. I'm
she didn't
why
get hers.
That's assumed. Give her hers first. Then you take the pressure off.
She might have been like, yo, this is feeling really good. Why'd you stop? I ain't got nothing left.
Refractory
I got to regroup.
Period, man.
So it's like, boom. L. Ron Hubbard, man.
But why is that an L? That shouldn't be.
That's an L for me. And it's an L for her. I mean, technically, it's not an L for me because.
It should be a W for her. We should think about this differently. We should be like, man, girl, I don't know what you want me to do.
Now, if it's a woman that takes pride in making dudes bust quick, then it is a win for her.
Do women take pride in this? The women are agreeing. I mean, they're not agreeing. They say it's not fine.
Of course, then.
No, Kevin, incorrect. She comes first. Let her come first, then.
But you didn't make it there because you busted.
No, do something else first. Do something strange. Go clitoral hood. Go on the sides. Clitoral hood. 90% of women cannot orgasm from penile.
Is it
90%?
Is that
like
accurate?
85? It's like 85-90% cannot go
90?
Straight. I think it's as high as 85.
These
90.
Women be lying to me.
Straight peen, though.
They've been lying.
Just straight peen.
90%.
It's like 85, 90. I learned that on the Love
y'all
Hour.
Y'all been lying to me.
Straight peen only, though.
Anybody in here that I ever been with?
In the comments?
In the comments. Is anybody in here that I ever been with? I don't know. Cause I got to see, like, cause you lied.
You haven't slept on your Patreon?
No.
Oh.
But I don't know who's in here.
Oh.
I don't know who's a member of my Patreon.
What if somebody's like, "Yes, me, we have, We had sex, Tony. I actually didn't like it that much. 82%. Okay, I went a little high.
82%. Okay. That's 82%. High, though. That's crazy.
Yeah, because straight, because there ain't nothing in there.
So that means women been lying to me.
Yes.
Then, for sure.
Nor maybe you're great at sex.
Nah, man. I'm not. Nah, y'all been lying.
No, man, you could be the best. Maybe you got the other 18%. Or maybe you know how to hit the clitoral hood. You got to go clitoral.
You gotta, I'd definitely be concerned. I'd be, you know.
You got to visit with it. Hello.
For sure.
If you do that with the peen, then you can do it. But you can't just go peen, 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 peen. You got to go peen, sa, sa, peen, pa, peen,
but they,
pa, pa,
boom, they be pa, claiming.
It's like drums. Boom, sa, sa.
They be claiming sa, they be climaxing mid.
Maybe they do. Pumps. You got to take it out and rub it on the.
It's just straight, but it's just straight pumps. I've seen.
Put the helmet on it and rub it around. Put the helmet on and be like, helmet, 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 helmet. And then when you take the helmet out, it's less for you. You just go helmet, helmet, clitoral hood, helmet, clitoral hood.
If it's 82%, y'all been lying.
No, women be lying because they don't want men to feel bad, for sure.
Give me the real.
Peeps, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but I'm not even interrupting the podcast because we're still in the podcast and I'm on the podcast. Kev is on the podcast. I'm part of the podcast. So I just want to tell y'all, man, chaos, right? I don't do well with chaos, you know? I know I be late all the time and that could cause some chaos, but other than that, I don't really do chaos well. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me, man? It's just not a good thing. It's not a good sign. It's not a good practice. It's just, it throws the whole vibe off. You know what I'm saying? And life in general can be chaotic, man. But if you're in charge of your order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. Save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all global carriers. You can focus on other parts of your business because you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again with ShipStation. Now, there's a company that I've been hitting up lately to do my shirts for my tour, the Replenish the Pockets tour, is my Hush shirts. And they use ShipStation, and it's so quick, so efficient, so easy. And every time I re-up on my order, it's the same thing. So it's easy for them to just be like, all right, this is Tony's order. Let's get it shipped to him. They ship it to me right on time in a good, timely fashion. And it just be, it's sweet. It's so sweet. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and USPS rates, and up to 90% of FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life, eh? Now, claim the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code BALD to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BALD. Now let's ship on back to this episode.
You got to go through your phone and be like, are you 82 or 18? She'd be like, what? 82 or 18? You know what I'm talking about.
Because they be claiming... Because some have kept it real to be like, no, one girl I caught in a lie. I was talking to her recently. We had done it a long time ago, and we were having a conversation in the now.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was like, we were going through screenshots. I was like, I never said that. Yeah, you did. We was going through receipts and stuff.
Yeah.
And then she screenshot a particular conversation we were having, and I was like, well, look at that. Uh-huh. I caught her with a lie because she was like, yeah, I came. But then fast forward to like last year, she was like, yeah, I never came when we did it. I was like, oh, why didn't you tell me? I wasn't tripping. I was just like, you should have told me. But then when we had that conversation recently where she was like, I came in that conversation years ago, I was like, you was lying.
Yeah.
She was like, I didn't know.
Because they don't think men can take it.
And I can take it.
They stroke our egos. They stroke our egos so we don't feel bad.
Give me the real.
Becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Reason you don't come is because you make him think you did. So he think good boy.
He's not going to learn.
No, he thinks he did a good job. You should take it out. He finishes and then you pull it out. Listen, here's what you did wrong.
Yeah.
Too much helmet.
The clipboard.
You avoided the clipboard right after sex. Wipe off. All right, let me tell you what you did wrong. Okay? Too fast.
Right after.
Too hard. Way too hard. What am I? A battery ram?
You went too long on the hard pump.
Too long
on the
hard pump.
I only needed like 5 pumps. You know what I'm saying?
You're trying to jam the whole thing in
right.
here. Let's
too
pull
aggressive.
It back.
Yeah.
Let's go 20-30%.
And then I'll be sitting there. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Let's have a 1-on-1. Okay. Right. Now you got to eat that. You got to.
I got to eat.
You got to eat. Okay. Not like porn. You can't flick the tongue.
Every porn. Time I got to
Most of the time. You got to go. You got to eat. All right. Because you got to go straight stimulation. Clitoral hood.
Okay.
Okay. And also you got to suck. You can't just go lick. It's basically like a penis.
Every time?
I mean, it's helpful. And switch it up, man. You can't just go flick, 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 flick.
Okay.
If it ain't working, move it around.
Okay.
Go around the sides. Go down. Come back up.
Okay.
Reach around the back.
Reach around. All right.
Yeah, reach around. Thumb in the butt. Don't mind a thumb in the butt.
Thumb in the butt?
Who's wrong with a thumb in the butt?
Thumb in the butt, huh?
Amongst friends? Not jam.
But just a little.
Around the rim.
How about pinky in the butt? Can we start there?
Pinky's cool. All
right,
pinky's a little sharper. Fine. Thumb got a little bit more meat to it.
That's fine.
All right, now let's try it again tomorrow.
All right.
And more women will have good sex. You got to tell them, man. Write it up. Put it on a clipboard. Give him a performance.
The clipboard is key. Have it right by the bed.
You have it on a clipboard, he going to take it down.
Have it right by
the bed. Pull it from under the bed.
And if you feel a certain way about having the conversation straight up, just have the clipboard there and the checklist right there, and then he can glance at the checklist and be like, let me see how I did.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Men love stats. They watch football games. They go,
definitely
how many
stats.
Missed passes,
yep.
How many interceptions, how many pressures.
How'd I do today?
Yeah, what's your pump radius?
And we get back.
How many times? You treat him like a quarterback. Just like, you know, in a football game, the quarterback throws the interception, they go right back. They got the iPad. They're looking at the Microsoft
every
Surface.
Every time.
Record the sex. Hey, look here.
Mm-hmm.
You're going pump crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting nothing out of that. Look at my face. You see anything on my face? You feel my body doing
you're
anything?
Right. You're right.
All right?
I noticed that.
I
shit.
Know you're excited, too, but if you got to read my body.
I misread the route.
I know.
Okay.
You got to read the coverage. Take the check down.
Okay.
All right? There's nothing wrong with that.
Break.
There you go. Ready, break. Key is maybe you don't talk about it in the bedroom right after post-coitus.
And you got to know your partner.
Yeah, because some men can't take it, period.
Some men can't take it.
Do you want to be in a relationship with a man who can't take criticism? Okay, Melissa Cook, she say this too salty. If I don't tell her the truth, then how will she know?
You can tell her it's too salty?
I have to.
Okay.
The thing about Melissa that I realized, sometimes she already knows. Mm-hmm. She just wants to know if if somebody else can taste it.
Okay.
So be like, so if I lie, then she's like, oh, dang, maybe I'm off.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be like,
okay. No, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Sex should be the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But men, if we're being honest, a lot of times our egos are far too fragile.
Yeah, give me the notes.
Give me the notes.
I'm all for the notes.
Give me the notes, man. You know, but I can't speak for a lot of men, but it seems like from what the comments say and from the Love Hour, it don't seem like, man, we're not really socialized to please like that.
Yeah.
And the combination with not being socialized to please and then women feeling like they can't tell us.
Yeah.
Then
we just,
you got 82, because 82% is crazy.
That's crazy though.
82% is just, there's no way. That's why them doggone roses are flying off the shelves. I'm like, get the hell out of here. Now, when you're out of town, now that rose know what to do.
Rose gold. Because that's crazy, man. So don't be lying to me.
Don't lie to Tony, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Tell him the truth.
I don't want to hear it.
We're a little off track.
We went way off track.
We're a little off track. Got another song?
I didn't have that many songs anyway.
I got one.
Billie Jean.
What's that about?
Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who claims that I'm the one. So it's like, but the kid is not my son. Even though all the lyrics are just like right there in your face. And when I was a kid, I wasn't really processing what he was talking about.
Tone. But, it's not about sex.
It's about him getting a girl pregnant that he was messing with, but he's saying, yo, that kid ain't mine.
Tony, how are you missing this?
I was a kid.
I was a kid. I got that.
Like,
he literally verbatim.
Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who claims
Tony,
that
this is
one.
A verbatim. He literally, there's no double entendre.
I know. When I was a kid, I was like, what's he talking about? I like this song. Why is footsteps lighting up?
Okay. What?
Claims that I'm the one, but the kid ain't my son. I was like, what kid? What kid
Tone,
we talking about?
You got a to lock in, man.
I was just enjoying the ride.
That's very obvious.
But I figured it out eventually.
Tone, it's about as verbatim as you can be.
With to a kid?
What Dirty you Diana know? Is the prequel to
What
Billie
you know
G.
about?
Dirty Diana, is she was trying to catch him up.
Mm.
Right? And then Billie Jean is, I feel like that's about the same person.
Well, Billie Jean, man, I never even dusted her off. She's just claiming that's my kid, man. I ain't, man, she's just a girl.
Oh, my God.
She's just a girl that claims I'm the one. She's lying.
I'm going to tell you when I figured out about 4 months ago.
Oh.
Love Come Down. You make my love come down. Ooh, you make my love come down. Didn't click.
Listen, y'all. As we move into March, man, it's time to shake off the winter blues and get ready for a fresh start. This season, tackle thinning hair and hair loss with the Eye Restore Elite. It's clinically proven solution designed to help you regrow hair with 282 lasers and LEDs delivering light therapy directly to your scalp. Think of it as a rejuvenating treatment for your hair follicles, giving you a new look for the spring season, all right? For a limited time only, our listeners get $625 off their iRestore Elite when you use the code BALD at iRestoreLaser.com. That's $625 off your iRestore Elite at iRestoreLaser.com with the promo code BALD to get the hair growth device you've been wishing for and start feeling like yourself again. And maybe the best part about iRestore, they offer a 12-month money-back guarantee so you can try it risk-free. If your hair doesn't grow, make a glorious return, you'll get a full refund, no awkward questions, just fabulous hair or your money back. And I know y'all looking at me like I'm crazy because I'm a bald brother. Kev is a bald brother. What do we know about hair growth, man? But feel that and feel this. We like being bald. We just happen to like being bald. So, you know what I'm saying? It ain't got nothing to do with your hair growth and your hair journey and how you want to look come spring. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? Now, give yourself the gift of hair confidence this spring. For a limited time only, our listeners get $625 off their iRestore Elite when you use the code BALD at iRestoreLaser.com. That's $625 off your iRestore Elite at iRestoreLaser.com with the promo code BALD. Okay? And please, support our show and tell them we sent you. Hair loss is frustrating. You don't have to fight it alone thanks to iRestore. Now, let's restore this podcast back up.
At all.
What is this? What we doing?
She's orgasming.
Is she?
You make my love come down. Ooh, you make my love come
she
down.
She busting a nut on the track?
Busting a nut. Bustle nut on the track. And I mean, I was listening to it on 94.7 The Wave just to drive, and I was like, wait a second. And I tweeted about it. People were like, man.
She busted a nut on the track on the radio midday.
Come?
She said, come in the song?
She said, come in the song.
Never.
Tony's just, you just meandering through life.
I thought her love was just coming down to the townspeople.
You just living life.
She busted?
Busted. Ooh, you make my love. It's because it's upbeat. You're just like, boo, boo, boo.
It's a great song.
It's a fantastic song. Oh, it feels good,
feel
all right.
Feels good indeed.
Feels really good.
Wow.
18%.
I never knew.
They say the rain is about that, but I asked Coco about that. She said that's not, it's not about.
Oh, they was just being filthy.
Yeah. She was like, no, it's about rain. People were like.
I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yeah. People were like.
People swear up and down it's about that.
Yeah. She was like, no.
Nobody trying to get peed on out here. You Give Good Love by Whitney Houston.
Oh, snap. You give good love.
That was somebody else's man she was messing with. I was
so
like,
is Saving All My Love for You.
Or maybe that's the song I'm talking about. No, You Give Good Love is the one I'm thinking of.
You give good love. You give good love to me, baby. You might be thinking of Saving All My Love for You. A few stolen moments. It's all we are, something like that. Mm-hmm. You got your family.
Oh.
And they, she was a side check.
That's what it is.
Tonight is the night. Heard it was about Jermaine Jackson. Can't say. That's what I heard. That's why people get mad at SZA all the time. Melissa loves Whitney Houston. She didn't like SZA's The Weeknd. I was like, how you like Saving All My Love for You? And The Weeknd is the same song.
What she say?
She was like, but that's Whitney. No, man, we're not building out. Nah.
Keep the same
But
energy.
I don't think she knew what Saving All My Love was about. When you know what it's about, the lyrics are like.
Yeah.
I said Whitney.
And Whitney's song is even worse than SZA's because that man had a family.
Way worse. SZA just is like, nigga, it is what it is.
Right.
Listen to this. And I said, Whitney. My dad got so mad at me because he used to play these chords on the piano in church. And I was like, oh, it sounds just like Saving All My Love for You. He was like, no, it ain't. This is for God. And I was like, You Stolen Moments is all that we share. The Weeknd.
You got your family.
And they need you there at your house.
She tried to.
To resist.
Oh, she tried to fight it. Nobody's gonna do. That's how it be.
You're married, but no other man's gonna do.
Nobody's gonna do but you. Trifling heifer. Trifling.
Straight. I said Whitney.
That man got a family.
It's because it's so soothing.
Oh, it's a good time.
You're. Find a man of my own.
Wow.
She bearing her soul, Kara. She's bearing her soul on the track.
She is.
Oh, feeling blue. People don't say feeling blue in songs no more.
No.
Whitney was out here. That's I don't know crazy. Who wrote the song, but it's like.
That's crazy.
It's right there. That's why I say y'all get mad. I was just talking about this with Angel.
Keep the same energy.
You can't. Sexy Red ain't nothing but Trina for these kids.
Oh, yeah.
We can't be holier than now when we didn't. We listened to Trina. It's just Trina for this generation. Yep. We ain't not better.
We've been filthy.
People been filthy since filthy been filthy. Since the Bible days.
Baby got back. He's standing on ass cheeks talking about women's asses.
Humongous mountains
just
of
standing
butt.
On a big booty. Baby got back. Look at her butt. She's just so black. I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
These other brothers can't
We
deny.
Been filthy.
Since the beginning.
You don't know now, nigga. Two Live Crew was all filth. Me so horny.
Parental advisory explicit content was because of us.
He's sitting on the toilet with naked girls in the shower in the background. Stop acting like we didn't
Tip
come
drill?
Up in the filth.
Nelly swiped a credit card through a butt. I watched it.
We've been filthy.
I watched it a lot, actually. I stayed up to watch BET Uncut. I wanted
never,
us another credit card.
I never turned Tip Drill off.
What?
Every time it was on, I was locked in. It was like Goodfellas. I was locked in. I was like, man, it must be the ass because it ain't your face. I need a Tip Drill. I want a Tip Drill. And I was like... That photo shoot looked incredible. I was just like.
Me and Angel were just talking about this.
One girl was popping it so hard, her little strap broke on the, I was like. She was popping it so hard, the strap popped loose. I was like, this might be one of the best videos of all time. I got no shame in loving that video.
No!
I don't care.
That used to come on TV.
TV. I couldn't wait.
We really got holy. We turn into our parents every generation. We forget because when we were young, it made sense. But we ain't nothing new under the sun. Lucille Bogan. Have you heard Lucille Bogan?
It was two girls in that Tip Drill video had me just mesmerized. I'm still on it. It was two girls in particular that was extra cutting up in that video. One of them was in ATL, the movie. She was the one walking to her car, and Evan Ross tried to holler at her. And I was like, Tip Drill.
Listen to Lucille Bogan until the cows come home. Straight.
Oh, this is back in the
day. Real rap raw told.
I got a man I love. Got a man I like. Every time I fuck him in, I give him the doggone clap. Oh, baby. Give him the doggone clap.
Give him the doggone what?
I think she say clap. or flat.
That's the kind of pussy that they really like.
Lucille Bogan, straight, real rap.
I told him I got a good cock, and it's got four damn good names. Rough talk, rough cock, tough cock, cock without a bone. You can fuck my cock, suck my cock, or leave my cock alone. Oh, baby, honey, I kiss all night long.
She going
you
to work.
You can't fuck my cock or suck my cock, baby, until the cows come.
This is real rap tone.
Oh,
parental advisory.
God.
You know both of my men, they are tight like that. They got a great big dick, just like a baseball bat. Ooh, fuck me. Do it to me all night long.
Baseball bat is crazy.
I want you to do it to me, baby. Honey, till the cows come home.
Till the cows come home?
Phil.
They know I'm a bitch from Baltimore. I got hairs on my cock that will sweep the floor. I got funk from them hairs that will shut the door. And I look over your hang scene. I'm a bitch from Baltimore. Oh,
over
about
the piano is
yo. Oh.
And I got hairs on my car. Sweep anybody's flow.
She is filled.
I got a big fat belly. I got a big broad ass. And I can fuck in Maine with real good players. Talking about fucking. Talking about grinding, baby, all night long.
Yo!
No double entendre.
You can hear the record crackling over this fill.
If you suck my pussy, baby, I'll suck your dick. I'll do it to you, honey, till I make you shit.
What?
Oh, baby,
what?
Honey, do it all night.
I'll do it to you till I make you shit. This is the most filthy song I've ever heard.
I don't want to hear nothing about Sexy Red. If you don't got a problem with Lucille Bogan.
I don't want to hear nothing else.
She said they have another song. Patreon says she had another song called Shave Them Dry. I've never heard that one.
She is pure filth.
Let's hear Shave Them Dry too. I've never heard this one.
I got nipples on my titties, big as the end of my thumb. I got something between my legs, I'll make a dead man come.
Jeez. She just go
baby,
right in.
Baby, won't you shave them dry?
Jeez Louise, Lucille.
What's her name?
Won't Lucille Bogan.
Baby,
this
grind
is
me
crazy.
Till I cry.
Grind me till I cry?
Say I fucked all night and all the night before, baby. And I feel just like I want to fuck some more.
Jeez.
Red God, Daddy, grind me, honey, and shave me dry.
Shave me dry.
Shave
and
me
when
dry.
You hear me holler, baby, want you to shave me dry.
She came in on the one, Tony. First
Man.
Word.
Got nipples on my titty, big as the end of my thumb. Daddy, you said that's the kind of woman you want, and you can make them come. Oh.
She is Phil.
I'm back again, man. Listen, life doesn't happen bi-weekly. So why should payday? That's the biggest question right there. Why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $100 per day and up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work. Leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Now, back in the day when I used to work at Dairy Queen, I had to wait that 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? And stuff was happening in that 2 weeks, man. My car always was coughing in that 2 week span. Every time. It was always something. It was always something I need. Oh, we got to dress up for this occasion. Something was always popping up in that 2 week window when my paycheck got absorbed by the bills. And it's just like, man, I need that money now. That's why Earn In comes in handy, man. A special night out, last minute gift, whatever. Make EarnIn a part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 4 million customers who say things like, when I think about earning, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. All right, so download EarnIn today, spell E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in the Ball Brothers Under Podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. The Ball Brothers Under Podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Cash outs are based on your available earnings. Standard cash outs take 1 to 2 business days with no mandatory fees. Option to expedite your transfer for a fee. Tips are voluntary and don't affect the service. See the cash out user agreement for details. Service is not available in all states, man. EarnIn. Now, let's EarnIn back to this podcast.
All I'm saying is, Sexy Red ain't even that dirty.
No.
Fat, juicy, and wet.
Fat, juicy, and wet. She died in 1948.
Yeah,
she was young.
When was she born?
She was 51 years old. She was born in 1897 in Amory, Mississippi. She died in Los Angeles, California. Dang. That was pure filth. Pure, I don't want to hear nothing.
That was uncut cocaine, never been stepped on. Pablo Escobar wholesaling real rap.
Mm-mm.
First line, I got nibbles on my titties, big as my thumb. I can make a dead man come. Hello, this is my first introduction to you.
That is.
What's that, the first? Somebody put that on party. Hey, man, y'all heard that new Lucille? Throw that on the record. You hear
the crackling.
I got nipples big as Alabama. I'm going to make a dead man come.
I'm going to suck your dick so good, you're going to take a shit.
Hey.
How about that?
That's too good.
How about that?
That's actually too good.
I don't want it that good.
Let's pull it back.
I don't want it that good, ever.
I don't. And I like it. I like it as much as the next, but
I never needed to be that good.
Never. That's too life. You connecting parts of my body that's supposed to be separate.
Right. I'm not with it.
You making stuff happen that ain't supposed to happen.
Ladies, if you could do that, stay away from me. Stay the hell away from me. Leave me alone.
Because now I'm confused. Hold on, I gotta go to the bathroom. And my dude went in the bed.
Man,
either way, now you got a nurse wiping your butt. No. Nah,
see?
Damn.
See?
Jimmy Carter.
I can never look at it again.
No,
if I do that.
You gotta go.
I'm out of there. I'm gone.
I can't wait.
You go, Tony? Man, you made me take a shit on myself. You'll never see me again. Block me. I'm blocking you for sure. I don't even know you. Who is this? Who is this?
All right.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Recast it today, the best man.
Oh, all right.
Now we got a lot of characters.
This is a lot of characters, man.
You want to do the whole thing?
That's too many.
So we got 4 men, 4 women.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, you got Taye Diggs, you got Morris Chestnut, you got
Terrence Howard,
you got Howard
Harold Perrineau.
Or Harold Perrineau. Then you got
Nia Long, Sanaa Lathan.
Yep.
What's her name? Something. Morris Chestnut's wife.
Oh, she was from Players Club.
Yeah. You also got, what's her name? DeSousa. What's her name?
Susan.
Susan DeSousa. Melissa DeSousa.
Hold on. Melissa DeSouza.
Yes. And then you got, I don't know if we counting Katrina Hall.
No, we only need to go Tay, Nia, Morris, Harold, Terrence, Sanaa, Melissa DeSouza, Monica Calhoun. That's me.
Monica Calhoun. That was
I think that's all we need to do.
Okay.
We only need to go to Regina Hall.
Okay.
So let's start with Taye Diggs.
Who I got in that role?
Who?
Lance Gross.
I like Lance.
Yeah.
Do you buy him as an author?
Yeah.
I don't got no problem with Lance.
Yeah.
I'll take Lance.
You know what I'm saying?
I like Lance, too.
Lance Gross.
Yeah. I'll give you Lance Gross.
Okay.
That's good.
All right.
Nia Long is Jordan Armstrong. Cole Bihar.
Why not? The Cole Bihar. Why not?
Why not? I got no arguments, really.
Come on, man.
I don't think there's anything she can
give
she
it
can.
To me, man. Give it to me. Give me the Cole Bihar. Let's get it.
All right, Nicole Bihari. Right.
Hey.
All right. Okay, Morris Chestnut as Lance Sullivan. Lance Sullivan's character was a Was he a retired football player at the time, or he was still playing?
No, the first one.
He was still playing, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's about to go to the league, or he was in the league.
Yeah, okay.
Like
so he's got
to
be athletic. He's got to be
Aldis Hodge or Trevante.
Trevante Rhodes?
Yeah. One of them two.
Morris was like the bombshell of the day, though.
That's what they are.
Aldis Hodge, though.
Oh, women love him.
As the main? Like Aaron Pierre, that's Mufasa? I feel like he's like taking the reins.
Well, he just got here, though. He just exploded.
Where was Morris at the time?
That was his coming out.
So that's what I'm saying.
As a sex symbol.
Right?
Women love Aldis, though.
Nah, Idris Elba too old.
They love some Aldis.
I'm cool with Aldis.
Okay.
And I buy him on the physical tip.
He looks like athletic.
What was he in the Beast? Birdman or Hawkman?
Hawkman. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's in Alex Cross as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I've been watching that.
How you like it?
It's good. He's just annoying me how he's handling his wife's death. It's annoying me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just like, man.
Okay. All right, I'm cool with Aldis Hodge.
Okay.
All right, Harold Perrineau. Who doesn't get enough credit, if you ask me?
Oh, he's great.
He was so good in Oz.
Oz, the best man. He's got range on him.
He's 1,000%.
He's good in From.
Well, I ain't seen that.
He's in a series called From. He's good in.
Who's
he's always
today's
good.
Harold Perrineau?
Here's what I had, given the type of character it is. You know, it's kind of a pushover a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
I know that Lil Rel can play that type of character.
That's a good cat. I give you that.
Yeah. Because I was trying to dig through actors that I could believe, but I couldn't land on anybody that could be, you know, in a pushover type role. And I know Rel can play those type
he
of roles.
He can play that role. And to be believable.
Yeah.
He's funny too, and Harold Perrineau was funny in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with it.
Okay.
I got no beef with that.
Okay.
All right, Terrence Howard.
I got Aaron Pierre in that role.
Aaron Pierre, that's Mufasa.
Yeah.
Really?
That's who I put in that role.
Light skin? Light
skin, light eyes.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like he could play on that dynamic between him. Remember that scene in The First Best Man when he was pushing?
He's pushing the thing, trying to get
Morris Chestnut to crack. I could see that scene being like dope. A dope dynamic between.
I haven't seen Aaron Pierre in anything.
Nothing? You ain't seen him in nothing?
I ain't seen Rebel Ridge yet. I didn't see Mufasa. I mean, Mufasa.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. I know he's light skinned.
I was trying to go younger, so I kind of avoided Michael Ealy. Yeah.
They were younger. They were 20s probably.
Yeah, late 20s, early 30s. So I was trying to stay in that realm. Lakeith is who I thought about initially.
He definitely can play that.
Yeah.
Heath.
I was like Lakeith at first. I'm like, Lakeith.
I'm with it.
Okay.
You're on, Tone. Sanaa Lathan. Who's today Sanaa Lathan? Will they, won't they? Should they, shouldn't they?
Now in that role, she was just kind of like, you could tell she was trying to get her footing on the relationship between her and Taye Diggs. So she was kind of unsure, kind of insecure in that role. So... Miss Shannon Thornton.
I was going to say, I think Gabrielle Dennis could do it.
Ooh, Gabrielle Dennis.
I think she could do that.
Because she got range.
She
got crazy range.
Brilliant.
Yeah. She got crazy range.
She can do comedy. She can do drama. Sure.
She can do whatever.
It all. I like Gabrielle Dennis.
I like Gabrielle Dennis.
All right, Gabrielle Dennis.
I like that as well.
Booked. Melissa D'Souza as Shelby.
You know who I had in that role? Ooh. Ariana DeBose. DeBose saying whatever.
Oh, Angela Bassett did the thing.
Yeah. I had her in that role. I went Afro-Latina with it.
I like her.
I kept it in that space.
That is Tony Baker Casting Incorporated.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought about her. That's good.
I'm like,
that's really good.
Sitting there looking.
Okay. Okay, now Monica Calhoun is Mia Morgan. She's got to be sweet as pie. Because her death really, before that part. You got to be the, that's who Taye Diggs slept with, right? In the book? Am I messing
yeah,
that up?
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, no, she dies later. She didn't die
she
in the
second
She
one,
didn't
yeah.
die in the best man. Who could be the, and I think the way reason it worked, because she looks so innocent.
They saying Haley.
Haley.
Halle Bailey?
Bailey?
Is she too young?
She's too young.
Okay.
Too young. She's a child to me. She got to be like, she can't be more than 23, right?
She's 25? Young. I think she's about 23. Kyla Pratt.
She's 24. Kyla Pratt. She does have that innocence about her.
Mm-hmm. Melissa Fredericks.
Melissa ain't an actress.
I'm not mad at Kyla Pratt.
She does have that innocence about her.
Yeah.
I'm not mad either.
I'm not mad at that.
Kyla Pratt is she's
in
what,
the 30s.
38, maybe?
Yeah.
On the dot, Kev. She's a sweetheart. I met her at the NAACP last year. Are you going to go to the NAACP events? They're going to invite you.
Oh, no.
You got to go, man. You want to get invited to stuff? You got to go. You don't got to wear high bottoms.
Oh.
No, no.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to, I mean, you can't wear ones.
Why not? Why not? We're not going to do this. Let's stay focused on the best man, man.
Kyla Pratt.
Kyla Pratt.
I'm good with that.
Let's get it.
All right. All right, that's it. We got, let's recap.
Re-Kizap.
We got, oh, dang it. It went away. Shoot.
We got Lance Gross as Taye Diggs.
Lance Gross.
We got Nicole Beharie.
Nicole Beharie is Jordan Armstrong. We got Aldis Hodge as Lance Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
We got Ariana DeBose is tonight as Robin, Sanaa Lathan?
No, she's
she's Melissa D'Souza.
Yes.
Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
Sanaa Lathan, we said Gabrielle Dennis.
Yes.
Harold Perrineau, we said Lil Rel, which mm-hmm. is great. Terrence Howard, Aaron Pierre, that's Mufasa. Kyla Pratt, Monica Calhoun. Yeah, that's good.
Let's get it.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Cast that shit.
All right, we'll see y'all next time. Patreon, we got one more episode, and then we're done.